You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Waterson, we start in Zimbabwe, where the president has invited opposition parties for talks, as teachers strike.
Yes, good morning, Africa. So President Mnangagwa invited all political parties, but of course, the MDC's Nelson Chamisa snapped the meeting because he feels that it can't be facilitated by President Mnangagwa, and it should be by a neutral person because Chamisa says the president can't be an umpire when an election is still disputed. Chamisa still believes he won that election of last year. The president went ahead with the talks. In fact, 20 lesser-known political parties attended, and they, in fact, welcomed it. So now we see the setup of committees for this framework of dialogue, because Mnangagwa, of course, wants to unite the country, but he said that there can't be any preconditions to begin this process of dialogue. And so, of course, Chamisa hitting back, saying that the president should be focusing on arresting those that killed innocent people during the recent demonstrations, because we know, of course, that high cost of living has really put people in a very difficult position. And so we've seen, for instance, the teacher strike entering its fourth day. Unions say teachers are being intimidated. There's about 100,000 public teachers, teachers in the public sector, and they, of course, want a wage rise, and they want their payment in US dollars. Of course, I think Mnangagwa, he's in a bit of a corner because the economy is stagnant, people are angry. He's trying to get political parties on board to get buy-in that he is the man to lead the country. They can bring about change, but they can only bring about change when they work together. But I think if the main opposition party is not part of it, I don't think, we can talk about dialogue if all the political parties are not part of it, Africa.
If you go to Ethiopia or a restaurant that is serving Ethiopian food, you would have had injera. Injera is a sourdough risen flatbread with a slightly spongy texture, and you use it basically to dip into whatever curry you are enjoying with your meal. Well, the patent for injera has been held by a Dutchman, and now after many years of a legal battle, is it good news that the patent has been overturned?
Yes, Africa. So, of course, as you know, injera is the staple food in Ethiopia. And if you go to any Ethiopian restaurant, you know, that is what you have with your curry or whatever food they serve you. And, of course, we know it's also super healthy. But somehow, Africa, a Dutchman invented it in 2003. He then patented it at the EU Patent Office, and it lists him as the inventor of injera. So imagine the outrage in Ethiopia. I mean, years of food that's been there for thousands of years, and suddenly now it's owned by an Dutchman. But basically what had happened was that, it's made from a grain called teff, and it's basically seen as the world's smallest grain, and it's gluten-free. And of course, it's being loved by health-conscious people now. So initially, this Dutchman and the health group reached a deal with Ethiopia that they will plant and distribute teff in Europe. In return, they would, of course, send the profits back to Ethiopia. But somehow, the deal never came through. The demand was never materialized. And, of course, this man then patented in Europe. So, of course, there's been a battle to get it back. And so the Court of The Hague ruled against this Dutchman and ruled in favor of the Ethiopian government. That was reached in November. But, of course, the appeal process went on. And so the government was tight-lipped until, this week that they announced it's out. And, of course, we know all about it, Africa, because we had the rooibos issue with the French and the Americans. And it also took a long battle. And, of course, South Africa's DTI then obtained geographic status so that it can only be used here in South Africa. So I think Ethiopia, they still have a challenge because the patent was also marketed in the U.S. So I think that's the next battle to ensure injera stays home.
Fantastic news. Crystal Orderson, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Southern African editor of the Africa Report.